Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 342, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 4, Riding the Edge.
It aired March 4th in the year 2000. Remember that?
No,
what is Conan O'Brien? The old, like, late night with Conan O'Brien? When he was on after Jay Leno, that long, long time ago?
I don't know.
A lot of people thought it was really funny, so that matters. Written by Judd Lynn, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. He's back.
Yeah.
Look at that. Koichi's back. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm digging Lightspeed Rescue, so maybe you should.
It's pretty good. This might be one to watch.
Yeah. Lost Galaxy? Wasn't.
No, you could skip that.
Skip the crap out of that one.
Watch Loyax. Probably don't need the rest of it.
Yeah, you're probably good. There's one or two good episodes in there, but like...
Loyax is the only thing that you miss by not watching it.
Pretty much, yeah. Anyway, I'm excited to watch this one because, again, we're on kind of a hot streak, so let's go watch it. We have an idea for a morph call.
Oh, we do?
Yes. They still just say Lightspeed Rescue. So someone said at some point, I don't know when or what context it's in, they say rescue ready. And I kind of like that.
How do they say it?
I don't care how they say it. We say it however we're going to say it.
How are we going to say it?
The same way we say it, the same cadence we say everything in.
Rescue ready.
We're back, and we just watched Riding the Edge, and I did get teary.
You did.
My eyes watered from emotions in this episode of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. It's the weirdest time.
It was fair. I mean, I can understand it, because I also had a couple feelings at the time. Not watery feelings.
My feelings were just a little wetter, I guess.
But yeah, a little unexpected on the tears this early.
Yeah, I didn't expect it at all this season. Especially not in this moment. I guess I'm just getting soft in my old age. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's jakeandjosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbean, Podboy, Poddaddy, Podskate, Skatepod, Podracer.
Aggressive Podline.
Oh boy. Get ready for some ingressive podlining. What, Jake? What was that? You can leave us a rating and review in literally all of those places. You just have to dig deep enough on the deep web for some of them. And we really appreciate it. It helps people find the show and come along on this journey. I'm just so flabbergasted that I literally cried during this episode. I can't wait to talk about it. Finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some cool stuff in return, including the Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills review episodes, which we passed 750, which was the next goal. I didn't put it up because I didn't think we would get there as quick as we did. So we got three more episodes that we need to do, and three in the chamber that I need to edit very lightly. I don't really edit them. They are, what's the opposite of cuss-free? They're cuss-plus. Cussful. There are some cussful episodes. You get the premium cusses for $1 a month.
That's what you pay the good money for.
Yeah. I also talk about tech decks.
We do talk about tech decks for quite some time in one of those.
Yeah, so it's a good time. You should definitely
Stocking tech decks the other day, man, I could fall into that hole.
Every time I walk by a tech deck, I think, should I get that tech deck?
I could just buy that tech deck. And you look on the back, and there's like different rarities. And I was holding an ultra rare one in my hand, and I was like, I can't do this.
I can't start. You'll never stop.
Yeah, because it'll be amiibos all over again. Because
here's the thing: you get a tech deck, and then you think, well, I'm gonna need a skate park.
Well, yeah.
And then you get that skate park and you think.
You can only grind the edge of the table for so long.
Right, yeah. You need a ramp. You're going to need some half pipes and some so you can do some sick vert stunts. And you think, I might as well get 15 more tech decks. I don't have all the Birdman ones yet.
No, I'm missing a toy machine.
Yeah. I don't know what other...
this is the conversation yeah. we had. All this hey, and more. Premium content.
We're going to stop now because... You can go listen to us talk about exactly this, I think, on Tattooed Jail Fighters from Beverly Hills. So, Josh.
Yeah.
We have some big news about Power Rangers.
We do. I forgot about yeah. it.
See, the cool thing is that we are recording a week ahead. So, like, we're recording this on Wednesday. It's going up next. This is a Friday episode. So, last Friday's episode has not aired yet. So, we are 1 week ahead. So... What they always do is wait until right after we record a Monday episode to do big news, because then we have to wait even longer for it to come out, and obviously you've heard all this by now, but in case you haven't, Hasbro bought Saban Brands, toe to tip.
Not just the toys. All of it.
The licensing rights, and it says, like, I forget what the wording was exactly, but it was like, Power Rangers... And all the other brands. So, like, yeah, like Digimon.
We have acquired Power Rangers and other entertainment, like,
yeah,
licenses or something.
Samurai Pizza Cats, if they still have licenses.
Hell yeah.
That.
Do it, you cowards.
I just want Digimon to be cool again, Hasbro.
Well,
here's the bad part about this is that now Hasbro owns about the same amount of toys real estate as Disney owns entertainment real estate.
Yeah.
So
there's two things I think keep Mattel afloat: crazy Hot Wheels collectors at the WWE.
Yeah, for sure. So hopefully Mattel's good.
So does this mean Hasbro is making Power Rangers now?
Yeah. Now when at the end of a Power Rangers episode, instead of the like Saban logo, whatever it is now, I haven't seen a new Power Ranger in a while, so I haven't like looked at it. You will see the Hasbro logo. It should still be on Nickelodeon. They're definitely making Beast Morphers. Like, that is right. their plan. And I assume they are going to keep making Power Rangers as long as it's profitable, which, as we have seen, can be forever, especially if you do it good. And I will say this for Hasbro. They know how to make their shows good.
Yeah.
Because if your show's not good, you're not going to sell any toys, and they are a toy company.
Yeah,
primarily.
People watch good shows.
Yeah, so, like... And I think they also understand that, like, yes, you are selling toys to kids, but that's not the only people buying your toys.
Right.
So, like, they've at least as far as, like, my very limited experiences with My Little Pony, as far as Hasbro properties go, like, that show was a good show for kids, but also was just good for everybody. So I'm hoping they do that with Power Rangers. And I think if anyone can... It's probably Hasbro. Shannon said she's kind of worried about Mattel because they lost basically a third of what they had with Power Rangers. But
yeah,
hopefully they figure something out because I do not like monopolies in the entertainment industry, though. You know, in 25 years, there's going to be four companies left. So
yeah, and they'll all be owned by Disney.
Well, no, Disney's going to be one of them. And then Google and then Amazon. And then
Hasbro.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Disney's gonna buy Hasbro.
I think Disney might end up buying Hasbro if the opportunity presents itself, because Disney seems to love doing that. And then we can finally get Infinity Avengers 9, Power Rangers 2. but yeah, and we don't know anything else besides like that it happened. Like, we don't know like what it means or like for the series or like what will happen. I know the guys at Ranger Danger said something about how they hope that like they. Boom Studios gets to keep the licensing rights for the comics because they like what they're doing over there. I like what I have seen of the newer stuff. I think the first 15 issues were a little rocky for me, but they definitely pulled out from what I saw. Again, I haven't gotten comic books in about a year and a half now, so
yeah, I do need to get on that Sonic comic train.
You better get going before you're lost in the dust.
I know. Because it goes so fast.
Yeah, they do go very fast.
I don't know if issue 2 has come out yet. I know issue 1 did. I gotta pick that up.
I haven't heard anything, but I haven't been looking, so maybe. Because IDW is another comic company that, like, a lot of the Hasbro properties are there, so I don't know if they're going to switch it over from Boom to IDW, and I don't know what that means, like if they'll go another direction. I don't think they will, because like the comics are selling very well as far as like comics go, so I think they'll probably keep it at Boom for a while, but it's impossible to tell with these kind of things.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I'm hoping this means, since they went back and they're doing GoBusters,
yeah,
hope they go back and they do Talkger. So we can get Power Rangers Rail Rescue.
Oh, we got that this time. I don't think we're going to get Talkger.
I want it so bad.
Here's the problem with Talkger.
They have an Orange Ranger.
They do have an Orange Ranger. Here's the problem with Talkger is that in Japan, you use the trains a lot.
Right.
The public transportation over there is very train-based. It's very easily accessible. It's everywhere. It's great. Trains are a part of their everyday lives. When's the last time you were on a train?
Not since I've moved.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's still trains.
There's a train in town.
Yeah.
I haven't been on it,
but there is one.
Like, just trains are not as big a deal over here, so I feel like it would be a harder toy sell.
Train toys sell pretty well. That Thomas and
no, Thomas,
that Thomas
the
aisle
engine.
Is always blown out.
Yeah, Thomas sells very well. I don't know if it's all
I think it's time for some Thomas competition.
Well, I mean...
And I think...
Look, if anyone can do it, it's going to be Hasbro.
Power Rangers Rail Rescue is going to do it.
Power Rangers...
Also, their helmets are so stupid and I love them.
That's the other thing. Their helmets are so stupid. Here's the other thing. Their Zord sucks. It's just a bunch of rectangles. It's like a bunch of long Tetris rectangles.
They just line up and stand up.
Yeah.
That's also stupid.
That's real stupid.
Just make it like Turbo.
Yeah, well, you can't go back, Josh. The show's already made.
The Power Rangers isn't already made.
Well, I thought you meant, like, change the Zord sequence.
No, just make the Power Rangers just, like, a little goofier.
Power Rangers have been goofier since then. I don't know. Anyway,
it
that's enough.
Done.
That's enough about this. I want to talk about Kelsey and her new girlfriend.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we start off on a blonde lady, and she's got a very cute puppy. And the puppy, I paused it right away so I could, like, set up my note, and the puppy was on one leg.
Yeah, it's trotting hard.
Yeah, it's doing a hard trot. I want to say it is a Pomeranian. It's, like, a longer-haired Pomeranian.
I'm pretty sure it is. Part of me feels like they say that, but I know they don't.
I know they did not.
They'll say, oh, my little Pomeranian.
No, just Dorsey.
Dorsey.
The puppy's name is Dorsey or Darcy. But I heard
it's definitely Dorsey.
Okay.
Because Kelsey says it later and like hits the O hard.
Okay, because I heard Dorsey every time, but you said did she say Darcy? And I was like, well, now I don't know.
Well, the first time I only heard like the D and then the like C at the end, and I was like, oh, Darcy. And then I was like, is it Darcy with an accent? Or is that
it's Darcy?
Is that Darcy what I have? or is that Dorsey?
So the blonde woman, bends down to tie her shoe. Dorsey runs into traffic like an idiot dog.
She bends down to tie her shoe and just, like, puts the leash down.
Yeah, I'm also putting this a little bit on blonde woman.
You can slide that down your wrist. Like, you don't need to put it on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I don't care how well trained your dog is. Like, you probably should just, like... keep a hold of that.
There was
right?
something in the middle of that freeway that dog was like, yes.
Just
that's the best spot to sit in the whole city.
She just busted ass over there and stopped.
I just sat down.
Dead in the middle of the street. And there's like a bunch of shots of cars like coming at it and then missing it. And there's like cars going by it. And Dorsey's just sitting there like,
I'm just chilling, having a good time.
Like, super chill. Then. Nancy is her name. Sorry, I spoiled a minute from now. The blonde woman's name is Nancy, but calling her blonde woman, I don't like. So her name is Nancy, and she goes to run after her dog because her dog is in the middle of traffic, and this dude like grabs her and pulls her back, and I thought the dog was going to get hit because of the way they shot her.
They definitely draw this out, and the whole time you're like, is Power Rangers...
Are they killing a dog?
They killed a kid last season. Are they up in the ante and killing a dog this season?
This is for the website. I know there's a website called Does the Dog Die? So in season 8, episode 4 of Power Rangers, no, the dog does not die. Someone can put it on the website. She's like, no, Dorsey, and she's yelling, and then this hero.
this blur of yellow.
This majestic yellow hero jumps over.
A van?
A whole van. Lands. Grabs Dorsey. It's Kelsey. She's aggressive in lining, and it rules.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like skating backwards, and she's like, I got her, don't worry. And then they're like, no, because a semi-truck is coming at her. And so she, like, ducks down.
She spins around, ducks, does, like, a heel-toe, like, duck. Yeah. Just slides under the truck.
But a shoes, Kelsey.
And then she gets to the sidewalk and almost trips.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, for the joke. But she gets to the other side. She does this, like, badass, like, super cool, aggressive inline move.
Yeah, man.
It's great. And then she, you know, then traffic stops immediately, and they just run across the street.
Yep,
like traffic is done.
Once the dog is out of danger, there's no danger.
It's like if you're ever in Ringe, New Hampshire, and you're trying to turn off of Forestall Road, you won't be able to because they will be coming for miles. You'll be able to see on your way up there that there was nobody for 15 miles in either direction. The second you pull up to that stop sign, everyone and their mother has to come. There's a mass exodus from Massachusetts. It's terrible. This is a very specific joke.
But then as soon as you pull off, nobody.
Nobody. Everyone's gone. It's ridiculous. So she introduces herself. Her name is Nancy. Her and Kelsey shake hands. And there is some sparks.
Yeah. So Kelsey introduces herself. Nancy says something about how that was like dangerous. Like,
you must be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. That's it. She says, crazy is my middle name.
Kelsey, crazy Winslow. There's a lingering stare.
Yeah.
They're like, and Kelsey's like, all right, well, glad your dog's safe. I gotta go. And she like skates off.
This is two episodes in a row now where someone was like, Kelsey must be crazy to do the thing she does.
Yeah, well, last time it was Kelsey telling the story of people calling her crazy. This is also two episodes in a row. Well, I think this might be three episodes in a row where like Kelsey has palpable chemistry with someone.
Yeah.
Because first is Miss Fairweather, who is not in this episode again. Where is she? Bring her back. She was awesome. Bring her back.
We spoke too highly. They were like, no, get her out.
Then last episode was Carter. And then this episode, it's Nancy. And guys, it's real with Nancy. What they have is real. We cut to the theme song. Then we come back. We're at the Demon Palace. It's not the Demon Palace. The Demon Realm.
It's somewhere.
We're in the Shadow Realm because they definitely have a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So
that's very true.
So I'm just going to call this the Shadow Realm from now on. They're in the Shadow Realm. Diabolico is just furious that the Power Rangers exist and that Mariner Bay is on top of Queen Bansheera's palace. And they say Queen Bansheera, and the Furby demon goes, Mama.
Yeah, there's like a 2-second shot of the baby gotta love me in the corner being like, Mama. And that's it. That's all we get. We do get Vipra delivering a line.
Vipra does a line, and it's not terrible. And Jinxer's there, and so is Billabong Cumberland Farms.
Billabong, is that another skateboard company?
It's also a sweatshirt company. It's probably skatewear, now that I'm thinking about it. Anyway, he doesn't get a name again. They say everyone else's name, but his.
He doesn't have one. I'm pretty sure he's just a nameless demon.
It's Benjamin Bumblebaum.
He's evil concarne.
So he says something, and Viper's like, he's like, yeah, we gotta kill the Power Rangers. Viper's like, no.
I think not. Well, who's the big guy? Diabolico.
Diabolico.
Not him, but Bilbo Baggins, whatever his name is. I think he says, I will go kill them. And then she's like, no, they need a monster that they cannot get close to.
It's not as bad as her last episode, but it's not as... There's not as much acting that she needs to do, you know?
Yeah, she's just standing there.
And she just has
brooding.
To stay alive.
Yeah. She's got her arms crossed because she's, like, just mad all the time.
She has a good scowl. She's got a good sneer.
She's got a great look.
Yeah.
It's just the actual, like, talking part.
Yeah.
Needs some work.
Her facial expressions are very good, but she needs to get those to match up with the talking. And then we'll have a real good villain on our hands. Diabolico's like, you're right. I have the perfect one. And he draws out a card. And I swear to God and Jesus, this is a Yu-Gi-Oh! Playing card. The back is not. The back has like a demon. Nice catch. The back has like a demon thing on it. But the other side is like straight up a Yu-Gi-Oh! Card.
That's just like kind of like the fire like portal shape. Is that Yu-Gi-Oh? It's
that's
like
the
a
back
big
of
oval.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like replaced by a demon and some triangles or whatever. But the front is like the yellow border with the bigger part for where the flavor text is.
Oh, right.
Like, it was straight up a Yu-Gi-Oh
card. I can't
card.
Believe that these monsters fight Power Rangers with the TCG Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think this season was going to be amazing.
But... I don't know. Everything is adding up pretty good.
So then he hands it to, so Diabolico summons it and hands it to Jinxer, and Jinxer's like, thanks, I'll throw this away. It's like, he just gave, hey, we'll take a pamphlet for, I guess, Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah, I'll just throw this in the trash.
Put it in the trash right next to them. Like,
there you go. Thank you for this. Hey, you want to join Fresh Boys, the delivery food service?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't. Thank you.
Well, it's a monthly box that gets delivered to your door of foods.
Yeah, but then I got to make that foods, and I would like that, but it is, like, prohibitively expensive. I'm just going to keep eating the cheap garbage that I am eating.
$99.99 a month.
Yeah. Nope. Hard pass on that one. Oh, it's $10 a meal. Okay. Well, what does that mean? I mean, it's about $40 a month.
If I could buy a box of pasta and some sauce, that averages out to much less than $10
so,
a meal.
So, sorry about it. Freshos. If Freshos wants to sponsor us, bite my ass.
Hashtag non-spot. We're not for sale, Freshos.
Yeah. We're not some corpo sellouts, Freshos. But you beat it, punk. Go pound snow, you mook. So this is all to say that there's a new monster here named Whirlin.
Yeah, he's like a spinning wizard.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a gargoyle. But he does do a spin and make a tornado later. So, yeah. Like, I get the joke. Then we cut back to the aqua base, the lab, the Lightspeed aqua base, where Dana is just, like, watching the news, just, like, hanging out in her dorm room in her new apartment that she shares with Kelsey. This place is huge, and her and Kelsey still have to share a room. So, I don't know how many... Everyone working here must also live here.
It's the only viable option for the living conditions that they are in.
It's prohibitively expensive, it must be. But then again, they've been playing this for 5,000 years. They got that old money. So Kelsey comes home. She's like, hey, Dana, what's up? And she like goes to put her skates away. And then Dana, this news report comes on that there is a Mariner Base space program is doing a test of their space shuttle. It's just going to like go up to space, do a lab, come right back down.
They say it's going to go up, do some space maneuvers, and then return.
Space maneuvers in the park.
There is a strange emphasis on Kelsey being cool by kicking like an ottoman over and
that
sitting.
That was
she sits on the ottoman backwards, I think.
Well, yes, and I know what you're thinking. There's no back to an ottoman. Well, you're right, but she did spin it around, so
she
it's
did.
Backwards. She like saddles.
And
like,
they made sure that camera was on that ottoman, so you saw exactly how cool she kicked it.
Yeah, to be fair, it was pretty cool.
It was.
But they say like Nancy something or other is going to be the first pilot. Like she's very young and like it's very like this is a historic moment, and she's like, Nancy, oh, I just made eyes with Nancy, hold on. She has a very cool kick on her ottoman, and she's like wrapped in
there
this.
Was also I don't think we mentioned this, when after she saved Dorsey and was like, hey, I gotta go, Nancy was like very,
she's like, no, don't,
no, she goes, oh
yeah. She wanted to go on a date.
Are you sure we can't just have a date right now?
Yeah, Nancy, and
I got my inlines in at home.
To go on a skate date.
She was jogging, so I guess there's no car for her to have her inlines in.
I mean, she might have parked somewhere to go on a good jogging route.
That's
but she
true.
Brought her dog. I don't know.
You can put a dog in a car.
Well, I know that.
I'm just saying, she could have drove there with her
dog.
All
right, maybe she drove with her dog. I don't know. Anyway, so she's like, yeah, let's go get ice cream. Like, you and me and my little cute dog, we're perfect.
We're a family now.
It's a perfect family. Kelsey's like super wrapped in this. The boys come in, and this is just some shuttle footage of literally the chase into space.
Like the launch sequence?
Yeah, of like that going into space, which is like fine. You know, you have it. You might as well use it. I don't know if like Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue just used the footage again, because there's a shuttle later and it's a little different, but I don't know if they just didn't do a good enough launch sequence that. They didn't want. I don't know why. Because like, there's like footage of a space shuttle in the Sentai stuff. So I don't know exactly what's going on there, but it doesn't really matter. So,
can we though talk about the newscast for a minute?
Oh, the Birdemic. They're losing food, such as seals.
So you guys know how the newscaster will talk, and up in the corner of the TV is superimposed an image about whatever they're talking about. This
or,
one is a big CRT TV behind this newscaster's left shoulder. And when they go to the footage of the rocket launch, the newscaster turns around to watch it.
Yeah, and, and instead of putting the footage that's on there on the screen, they show you the TV playing the footage.
Yeah.
It's a little birdemic, where there's just a woman, a tiny woman in the corner, and a big TV behind her playing footage of polar bears, and her being like, they're losing their food, such as seals.
Such as seals.
Birdemic is an amazing movie, if anyone has not seen it. There's a sequel. I haven't watched it yet, and I gotta track it down.
I just feel like the sequel is not gonna be as genuine.
The sequel is obviously gonna be Sharknado 2, where they're in on the joke. Like,
Sharknado 1 was in on the joke.
Yes, but it wasn't as full of itself in on the joke as the rest of the five other Sharknado movies.
Holy crap.
I saw a commercial for Sharknado, whatever the newest one is, in a movie theater.
We've messed up.
We've gone wrong. This is on us. But Birdemic 1 is so earnest in how bad, because that movie believes in itself. That's what I love about it. And I hear that Birdemic 2 is like, oh, they were bad, but everyone likes that about us. And I don't know how far into that they steer. I still would very much like to watch it, though. Can't be worse than Dragon Warrior. So
It would be really hard-pressed to try.
So Captain calls them. And they're like, and Joel's like, hey, can we just like finish watching this? And Cap's like, nope. And Joel's like, okay, sorry. And then they just leave, which I liked. Then we cut to Nancy. She is in space.
In space.
And whoever's on the radio is like, all right, you can now engage autopilot. So, yeah, the autopilot's going to do the space maneuvers, not her, I guess. Also, there's a co-pilot. He says some things. But
does he say something? I thought he was just like in a shot.
He's in a couple shots and he talks, but never at the same time.
I don't even know if that's actually him talking.
That's okay. This guy's his name is Doug, and this is not a story about Doug. Doug don't matter today. Sorry, Doug fans. Sorry, Doug heads. Doesn't matter about Doug. This is a Nancy show. So then we come back to the Rangers. They're at like a cafe. There's like this huge whirlwind. Like people are getting blown around. Literally, one guy gets like, he's like holding onto a fence and like slips off. So Kelsey like dive tackles him to like get him back down to the ground. And she's like, are you okay? You're going to be able to get safety? And he's like, yeah. And I swear to God, this guy looked just like Lin-Manuel Miranda. I know it wasn't.
And then he just runs off and gets sucked back up by the tornado again.
Presumably.
It's weird that he was flying through the air and Kelsey saved him by flying through the air.
Well, you
right?
know how when you're getting sucked out into sea, when you're caught in like an undertow or a current, you swim sideways to get away from it.
Yes.
Wind too, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Samesies. Pause for crimes.
They're coming to arrest you because that's wrong.
Well, I had a good run.
Because, see, the cyclone is more of a, like a suck and less of a push.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was sucking the way that he was flying. And so it's different. It's Power Rangers.
She's a Power Ranger. And the power let her jump.
Yeah, they just showed a news report where a woman turned around to watch the television that she was reporting on. So,
you know what I really like about this season that we did not get enough of, and I think any other season?
What?
Power Rangers just saving people.
Saving people? I feel like it's been a very long time since we've seen any of that.
And I feel like any other time we did, like back in season one, they would just run into the park and be like, everybody leave! And then everyone just ran out. They fought putties.
There's like the Pineapple the Clown episode where they like, you know, but everybody there was putties, I think. Or it'd be like, they need to save a child.
Yeah.
Like one unit of children they had to go save. And it was never like like a people they had to save. It was like, that kid's in danger. Let's go, you know.
Yeah.
Chicken Butt's going to toss his kid into space or whatever.
Oh, no, not Chicken Butt.
Yeah, you remember Chicken Butt? Sometimes he had a hat.
It's not Chicken Butt related.
Okay, well, then why even bother?
But, you know the ImagineX Power Ranger toys, right?
Yeah.
I
have several of them.
Yeah, we got a couple new ones in.
Is Chicken Butt in there?
No, but it has the Thunder Megazord.
Okay.
And Parantis Head in a two-pack.
Hot dog.
I was not expecting to pull out a Power Rangers toy and see Parantis Head.
There were also some in the last series that were new. That were just fake made-up Power Ranger monsters, and they looked like they would have been on Power Rangers. I like the way they're like very simple, and I like them.
Yeah.
I need to get more putties. I need one more set of putties so
we
I can have
get
six
more
of them.
Putties. We did get Zed and Goldar though.
I don't think. Well, now they'd be Z putties probably, right?
I guess.
If they don't blow up, then don't even bother.
Get that crash test dummy spring loaded.
This is two episodes in a row of something that we've talked about, crash test dummies. I think it was this. There's this program. In fact, we can't do it again. There's a law, Josh.
Well, it's only. I mean, it's the natural progression of things for us to be talking about next episode. The Canadian band,
I
crash
was just
test
about,
dummies.
If you, like, depending on how you finish that sentence, I was gonna go. Mm-hmm. So,
what a good song that is.
No, hold on. All right, we are 35 minutes into this recording. We can't talk about how you think that's a good song. I hope it's a joke.
I like that song. It's very touching. The chorus is like pretty dumb, but the verses are very like.
What?
There
was
think.
A girl.
Yeah, no. She wouldn't get changed with the girls in the change room, Jake.
No, Josh, stop it. Because
she had birthmarks
Joshua,
all over her body.
Stop it. If you want us to talk about Crash Test Dummies, $800 Patreon goal. Get
we're,
us there.
We're not as far as you think.
Well, hey, I can do 5 minutes. I can do 20 minutes on that. If you want it, you got to pony up. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so where did my notes go? There it is. So then remember how we were talking about Power Rangers 20, 25 minutes ago? Let's get back to that.
Okay, yeah.
So this guy is blown away. Kelsey saves him. He runs off, presumably to get blown away again. But then all the wind stops and just like the image of Diabolico shows up in the sky. But like not the sky, just like.
Like a screen. Like a portal opens
like
in
a
the
portal
sky.
Opens. It's like pretty close to them. Like they could presumably get to this portal, but I don't know what would happen if they did. He's like, Power Rangers, I'm going to kick your butts. And Queen Bansheera is going to come back and rule.
He just pops up and he's like, I'm so mad about your city.
I hate it. And he does name drop Queen Bansheera and then disappears. Then Whirlwind comes back.
It's weird to me that Diabolico is like currently in charge.
It's like if Rita wasn't there yet and Goldar was in charge, right?
It's like if Rita was there, but Goldar was in charge, because it feels like Vipra should be running the show.
I don't know. I feel like Vipra is like the Rito.
It's just weird to me that they like cast an actress to play Vipra and she's not like the big bad.
Well, no, the reason they don't want to. I feel like their reasoning behind it is that they have a person who can go fight the Rangers and you don't have like. You don't want Rita fight the Rangers.
I guess that is true.
Because I think the reason for that is like they were hoping the actress could play off the Power Rangers,
maybe. Maybe she acted once and they're like, oh, you can't be in charge.
Oh no.
You do fight good, so we will like let you fight them, but we're not going to let you call any shots.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. But it is like, because like he's talking about like how Queen Bansheera like will come back and like do the best. And they're talking about it as if like Queen Bansheera is the big bad and we just like don't have her yet, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, like we need to wake up our boss.
It's kind of a Sailor Moon maneuver, because like every season of Sailor Moon, like here's the bad guy and then they have a secret boss at the end, and like it gets a little tired the third time it shows up, but like, and it's never really earned in the show from what I understand, because
they just like
at the very end, it's just like, now here's Queen Metalia. It's like, oh, we were fighting Queen Beryl, and now there's another queen? What are they queens of if they're both queen?
What's that trope with Ganon? It's like sniped by Ganon or something?
Oh, something like that. Something
where like the whole game, it's a different bad guy, but at the end you fight Ganon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is named straight up after Twilight Princess, where like it's Zant, and then at the end you beat Zant, and he's like, oh, my dad's going to kick your ass, though. Well, actually, I don't think that's what happened. I think Ganon literally shows up and is like, Zant sucks, and I'm here now, punk. And you're like, you're right, Zant did suck. He just kept doing all the other bosses' maneuvers, and I had to just beat him the way I beat all the other bosses again. It wasn't hard. Ganon, kind of tricky, though.
I never made it that far into Twilight Princess.
It's my fave. And, like, you have left your Wii U here, and Twilight Princess is on it. I might end up playing it soon. But, anyway, back to this. So then Whirlwind comes back in. Someone does... What is it? I don't know what that says. Carter does a scam? Scan.
Scan.
Carter does a scan, and he sees that, like, inside this whirlwind is a man, a monster. And so he shoots it.
It's weird because he's just like, oh, it's inside. And they all just like shoot the tornado.
Yeah.
They all slap a tornado.
Yep, pretty much.
And the monster pops out. He's like, hey.
I hated that. Why would you do that to me? And he's like, yeah, you're never going to beat us. And he's like, oh, you got some friends? Well, I got some friends. And a bunch of baddies pop up. Baddies are called Batlings. I don't know if we've heard that yet in the show.
I don't think we have. If we did, it was like real fast.
Yeah. Gonna keep calling them baddies, obviously.
Yeah.
Also, they are Sentai footage, so I was wrong a couple episodes ago, and I thought they might be American, because they are just, like, straight up in the Sentai footage. They, like, come out of the ground, like, shadows popping up. It's very cool.
Well, yeah, they come up from hell.
Yeah, obviously.
They're bat demons.
Yeah. So then they fight. It's a little fight. Everybody's doing some fight stuff. I didn't really notice anything.
I don't think there was much of any spotlights this time, because nothing is really sticking out to me that happened.
And this is weird. Like, this is Sentai footage. Like, this fight was mostly Sentai footage,
yeah.
And they didn't do a lot. Like the fights that we've seen that were really good were American footage. So
I
feel like that, like, because Koichi Sakamoto is the action director. So, like, when they do fights, he's the one directing. And like,
Koichi Sakamoto, action director.
Action director. And so, like, I feel like when they're doing, like, the fights, he's like, all right, yeah, I'm going to do better than like Jun or whatever the guy's name is over there.
Dana,
you know?
What if you grab that spike with your feet and just handspring throw it behind you?
Hey, what if you like do like several kicks and beat up six baddies at once?
What if you're the best fighter we've ever had on the
what
show?
What if we try that out? And then we see the Sentai footage and they're just doing regular fights.
And she's just like punching one, kicking one.
Like, you know that he like finished those episodes and like sent him over. And you had to mail them back into the year 2000. You couldn't email a file that big, so they had to mail videotapes back over to his friend who directed the action over on Go 5. And the guy watches like, that son of a bitch. He got me. Anyway, they run into battle to fight all the baddies. Like we said, not a lot of unique stuff happens, but Chad does do a funny yell.
Does he?
He's just like, ow!
There's not a lot of Chad in this episode.
There's not a lot of Chad in this season so far.
All the stuff we get from Chad, at least in the other episodes, we got to see him interact with people. All we really get this episode is him morphed going, like, yeah, or,
he also does some, like, yeah, way to go.
Yeah.
In the Zord stuff. And he sat down next to everybody else. He was with them. Again, I want Chad to get some more stuff. He just doesn't seem like it. Carter goes into baton mode, and I like that it's called baton mode and not sword mode, because it is clearly not sharp. And he starts wailing on the bad guy whose name I forgot. Whirlwind? Whirlin.
Whirlin.
Like Merlin, but a whirlwind.
Yeah. He whirlin.
He is whirlin. We cut up to space, and Nancy is there, and she's just like, fine. There's like some ominous music, and we had another shot earlier of just like, here's the space shuttle, and nothing's going wrong, but it's like, something's gonna.
Nothing bad is happening, but it's very tense.
Yeah. I mean, space is tense.
That's true. So, and it is like the first flight of the shuttle, or, you know, whatever first time thing they're doing. Is this where she sees the tornado, or is that?
No, that's in a couple minutes.
Okay.
She's still in space. She hasn't broken back in atmosphere.
She's still
yet.
Doing some space maneuvers.
Yeah. So then Carter gets blasted back. Everyone's like, Carter, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry. And so then they all pull out their guns and start shooting at Whirlin. And he's like, well, I hate this, and leaves.
Yeah, it just zooms in on his face. And he's like, I'll be back. And, but he doesn't leave. He just makes a tornado again.
Yeah. I don't know if he turns into a tornado or just causes one.
I think he turned into it.
Yeah, I think so, because of what happens in a minute.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to Nancy, who is now in atmosphere. She's trying to land, and she's like, I think I see a weather condition up front. No, you're not Kelsey. You're Nancy. Nancy, honey, all weather is a weather condition, technically. But then she tries to land. She can't. It's really rocky, and she's like, I've lost control. Like, we're nosediving. And then the captain calls them, is like, the shuttle is like plummeting, like it hit some bad weather, like you need to save it. And Joel's like, I can get up and rescue in, you know, Aero Rescue 3, and I will like get it. And he's like, no, you don't have enough power. You'll also crash, trying to like redirect all that energy or whatever. And because
why
like,
is Ms. Fairweather not here to tell him that?
I don't know.
This is her.
She just doesn't want to talk to him. He's a creep. I get it.
Yeah, but this is her Zord that she made. She should be here every time to, like, tell them what their Zords can do.
Yes, absolutely. But she isn't. Because the throne of heaven sits empty, Josh. I shouldn't say that. I loved this episode.
It's a good episode. I'm just frustrated for Ms. Fairweather.
Yeah, she should be in. She was awesome.
Yeah.
She's in the credits. You're paying her. Bring her back. Hey, guys, it's 8:30 here in Austin, and in my neighborhood, that means it's time for some mariachi music. So if you hear that in the background, sorry. I don't know where it's coming from, so I can't go find him to ask him to not play it loud enough that I can hear it in my home. But, you know, here we are. I think it's either driving away or stopped. Anyway, so Nancy has a plan, but she's like, you're going to think it's crazy.
Kelsey has a plan.
I keep switching their names. Dang it. Jake, get it together. Because their souls have become one.
Yeah, they're just, they're so in love.
So, I don't know why this happened.
Could this be puppy love?
Oh, that was bad. It's more than that, Josh. This is real.
Yeah, but it's a dog.
I get the joke, but this is real. Don't make light of this. They're in love, Josh.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Their love literally moved me to tears.
Please don't cry. I'm sorry about my joke.
So they called the rescue bird, and it turns into a blaster, and this is what happened. Remember how Carter's had, like, a drill that he cut the door of the elevator open was? Apparently the rescue bird just dropped its nose on him.
Does it drop the drill, or is it just the drill?
It's five different things. This is their... So, and they attach it to their guns, but I didn't really get a good look at it last time because it had taken a note, and it only dropped one. But it bursts... It, like, separates into five parts, and those all land in the Rangers, and they attach it to its gun, and then they can attach all of them together to make their big blaster weapon.
Okay.
Which I like a lot better than just, the rescue bird drops off a drill for you.
I thought the rescue bird was just going to, like, fly in and grab the shuttle.
No, it's very small.
But yeah, I just picture it as a Zord.
No, it's little.
Just because they introduced it with the Zord, so I thought it was one. Look, but no, it's just weapons.
There were some mistakes made in that episode.
Yeah.
But the rescue bird blaster gets put together, and they shoot Whirlwind, and he blows up into rubble. Like, just crumbles.
Just, like, pieces fall out of the tornado.
So now, no more Whirlwind, but still dive bombing.
That shuttle's coming in hot.
Yeah. So this is when they're like, all right, let's figure out how to save it. And then Kelsey's like, I got a plan, but you're going to think it's crazy. So she doesn't tell him the plan. She just calls the rail rescue.
Yeah, she's like, I have a plan. And Carter says, what is it? And she says, I can't tell you. You'll think I'm crazy. And then she just calls the rescue Zords. And Carter, to his credit, is like, okay, you're taking the reins in this one.
Yeah, I love Carter in this episode. He doesn't do a ton. Like, he has like 10 lines maybe. But like, I just love how Carter is the Red Ranger. He is, as of last episode, canonically the leader. And in this one, he's like, you're in charge. He literally says, Kelsey's in charge.
Yeah, Kelsey, like, you're calling the shots on this one.
It's so good. I love that Carter is just like, you have the better plan. This is on you.
I love that it's like, oh, this is your plan, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, if this was Leo, he'd be like, all right, this is your plan, but
at the end,
this is Leo's job.
At the end, he would just do Leo's plan.
Yeah. Carter is 100,000 times better than
he's
Leo.
He's the anti-Leo.
Ah, so good. Not even a Carter episode. It's so good. So then the plan is we do a 6-minute train sequence.
We do get to watch the, I guess, hangar? What's a train hangar?
Station.
The station. We get to watch the Shining Time Station rise from the ocean for 20 minutes?
Yeah, it does the whole thing. It doesn't do the whole thing, but it does a lot of the whole thing again. Yeah. And then they get in there, they get in their Zords, and Carter lays it, Kelsey are calling the shots, and then Kelsey calls the shots for the rest of this episode, and it's very good. So what they do is they grab the bird with the shuttle with the magnets on Arrow 1 or Arrow 3, the Arrow Zord, and then he's like, all right, I can't land you, but I can level you out. So he levels her out, and she's like, I can't land like this. I'm going too fast. And he's like, no, we got a plan. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, because Kelsey hasn't told us yet.
He also does, like, when he grabs on, he's like, this reminds me of the old Sky Rodeo days.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a Sky Cowboy.
Sky Cowboy. So then they're like, Dana, we need you to clear the highway.
This is so dumb, and I love it so much.
Dana backs up.
I thought she was just gonna push all the cars off the highway, just like a squeegee, just push them all back.
So did I. But what she does is, I think, even better somehow. Drops a tailgate on the intercom, says, everybody get in the med rescue five.
We get shots of people like stepping out of their cars and looking up at this giant open hatchback.
It's like a, it's because her is, hers is an ambulance. It's got like that. It's, and it's like this enormous ambulance that is eight lanes wide just drops in and says, everybody in the van.
And all the people just get back in their cars and drive in the van.
Because the people of Mariner Bay like the Power Rangers. It's pretty rad.
There is a top layer, and I don't know how many cars got up there, that's fine.
Well, here's what it is. Is you go up, and there's like a little loop-de-loop, and it puts you up.
And then you back to the edge, because they're all facing away from the opening.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Josh. The point is anyway,
she Hot Wheels cars into her like carrying case that is also a big Hot Wheel.
Yep. Drives away, says, Kelsey, it's all yours. So Kelsey gets on there, starts revving her engine. I don't know what kind of vehicle this Zord is supposed to be.
I think it might just be some kind of like all terrain.
Is it like a
rescue vehicle?
Like a dump truck, sort of? Like a flatbed ATV?
I'm going to Google a picture of it.
Yeah.
Let me see if
I
can.
We're trying to figure it out. So she starts like hauling down this highway and she's like, landed on me. and Joel's like, are you crazy? And she's like, yes, I am.
Well, she says crazy's my middle
name. Crazy's my middle name. Oh, this is when it happens.
This is it.
is this when it happened?
This is absolutely just an all-terrain vehicle.
Okay.
The top of it is just like a long, kind of like a Hummer, and it has four wheels on either side.
So yeah, it's just it's like a mountain rescue vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is when she says, crazy is my middle name. And then Nancy says, your middle name? Kelsey, is that you?
And then she's like, the one and only.
The one and only. And then they land. I literally started tearing up at this point. This is not a joke. This is not hyperbole.
It is not. It was quiet in here. We were watching the episode, and then Jake just goes, why am I getting choked up right now?
It was so good.
It's because they're so in love.
Their love moved me to tears.
You can see it in Nancy's face when she realizes that's Kelsey.
Like, they're like legitimately the pride on Nancy's face. Like, that's my girlfriend. Even though they're not like officially dating, right. But like they super will be by the end of this episode. Don't you worry your pretty little heads. It's gonna happen. Then they land and she's driving very fast. But like trying to slow down, but not slow down so fast that the shuttle just shoots off the front.
They even show a little bit the shuttle starting to kind of slide off the front. So she's got to like speed up a little bit to pull it back.
It's really good. And then they land on like the end of the highway. It just stops.
It looks like the highway was destroyed probably during the whirlwind attack.
Probably.
But they don't mention it being destroyed. They just say, hey, you're running out of highway.
Yeah. And so there's like no more highway here. So presumably at some point there were some orange traffic cones because there were a lot of people on this highway a couple of minutes ago. They presumably would have all leaped to their doom.
Yep.
So she lands or stops, I guess. She doesn't land. Kelsey stops a little bit over the edge, teetering a little bit over the edge. And in comes the fire truck Zord with its arms outstretched for a high 10.
I love that the fire truck has two hands
two big mitts
that it can stretch out to
grab things. It's so good. It just reaches out and it grabs it and lifts it and just turns it away like you are picking up a cake that you don't want to drop, but you can't hold it too close to you so you don't get any cake on your shirt. It is so precious.
Guys, we really, really needed a season like this after Lost Galaxy, and I am just so happy for Lightspeed Rescue.
I am so overjoyed that this show is this show. It's very good. So it puts it down, and then we cut to them celebrating. Like, they're like, yeah, and it's like, yeah, you did it, Kelsey, you did it, everyone. But she mentions Kelsey first. You make sure that her girlfriend gets the credit, because it was her plan, and she did the dangerous part at the end. Very good. So she thanks him, and then Jinxer shows up next to the pile of whirlin'.
Yeah.
He is a bunch of rubble, and we don't have a lot of times, if you're new here, Hey, everybody. What we do is we think of a cutesy name for how the growing happens. We don't have one yet, but I'm going to submit to you. He plays a trap card.
He plays a trap card.
He activates the grow trap card because he throws a card into him and then he grows. All the bits of rubble turn into bats.
Yeah, and then all the bats just fly up in the vague shape of a whirlwind, and then whirlwind is a giant. I really do like that's how it grows, is it just uses more demons to make a bigger version of it.
Like, it just takes the parts of it and it turns them into bats, and they start flying, and they are joined by a million more bats.
Yeah.
So Mariner Bay might be Austin, where all the bats live. Then they do their Zords. This Zord rules school.
So good. The whole thing, you can tell this was just designed by a human on Earth, because everything works within Earth physics.
Everything works within Earth physics, and everything puts itself together so, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, there's not any part where it's like, because, you know, in the Thunder, we talked about the Thunder Megazord a little bit ago. You know how, like, the Phoenix flies in, or the Firebird flies in, and then there's like a, and then it's a belt. But, like, we don't see it land and wrap all the way.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a little, like, kind of thing so you know. Like, it, don't worry, we had to glue it on. It's fine now. You see the fire truck grab the hips.
It reaches out from, like, across a river, grabs the hips, and lifts itself up over it.
And on its way up, it's, like, you know, station. It's, like, pivoting on the shoulder joints of its arms, and it, like, folds in on itself as it's going and lands, and then the airplane flies in, and as it's going, it flips upside down and, like, turns into the head, and it lands. It's very, very good.
So good. And when it picks up the blue one, and it just, like, lifts the cab of the truck, but the trailer stays down, and it just pivots up. It's so good.
It's really good. So then Whirlwind, I keep wanting to call him Whirlwind, but it's Whirlwind. He's like, wind spin, and starts spinning, and they literally just stand there. So there's a gif of One Punch Man. Someone, like, blew up a bunch of rocks, like a very powerful thing, blew up a bunch of rocks, and, like, a bunch of rocks hit him, and he's super powerful, so it doesn't affect him. He just goes, okay. That's what the Power Rangers do to Whirlwind, because it just, they're like, all right, everybody, hold on, and it's like, whoosh, and they're like, all right, our turn, I guess.
And then they light him up with their fire ladder arms.
They do the ladder thrust punch. Then, remember how in the second episode they pick up a monster and toss him and it killed it?
Yeah.
That wasn't a one-time deal.
No, they're going to do that so much, and I love that.
They grab him, they do a big swing, and they throw him and he blows up. But we're on episode 4 now. We've introduced the saber, so this does not finish him off, but does still look awesome.
It's so weird because he definitely explodes on, like, a city block.
Well, he just landed on a fireworks factory.
But then he stands up, like, from behind the buildings, and so they slice him down.
Yeah, and they pull the saber, and they do the ignite, and they do full power. And I do just want to point out that the only time they ever use it is now. We've never seen it with less than full power. You don't need to say full power.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to say ATM machine.
Unless you're having half power later on.
Yeah, unless you want to show us what no power is or whatever. So then he blows way up. This is a big explosion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he's dead.
Yeah.
He exploded once and didn't die, so they have to go bigger when he does die.
I guess that's true. Then we cut back down to the ground, the street. Nancy runs up to Kelsey. She is so jazzed to see her girlfriend.
Kelsey is the only ranger running up without her helmet on.
Yeah, everyone else has their helmets on. It's just Kelsey running up because,
I really like that everyone just knows who the Power Rangers is.
It takes a lot of pressure off, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, in space and you're the only people who could be the Power Rangers on this space station that's flying through space.
I just really like that you could save your girlfriend and then run up to her in your Power Ranger outfit, but, like, with your helmet off.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about Zordon being a jerk and taking your powers away for no reason.
It's really good. And then they would have kissed if Saban didn't hate kissing so much like he does. But, like, they are super dating. They, like, chat. She's like, oh, my God, you're a Power Ranger. What's that like? She's like, oh, it's super fun. But, like, you know, it's crazy. It's like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. She's like, well, I saw what you had to do. So, like, I'll keep this job. You keep yours.
I thought the way that was going is that Nancy was going to be like, well, yeah, come fly my shuttle with me. And there was going to be a cute, like, her teaching her to fly a shuttle.
There is not. But there is, like, they do just, like, turn back to the Rangers and, like, put their arms around each other. And it's like, they're super fucking dating.
Oh, yeah. That's a super date.
They're so dating. It's so cute. I cried.
You did?
It's so good. Then we come back to Diabolical, who's just like, ah!
That's how we end. He's basically like, hey, you guys, there's still trouble.
Yeah. Like, don't worry. I'm still Diabolical. And it ends on a close-up of his face. And you know what they should have done? Not that. End on those two dating and being
cute. You need to end on the Nancy Kelsey kiss. You cowards.
You cowards. Make it gay, you cowards. All right, Josh.
Yeah.
You started.
I did.
I get to pick the best.
You sure do.
The first best. It is obviously Nancy and Kelsey dating.
Absolutely.
I don't care what you... Benny, I don't care what that translates to on your thing. I don't know what category that falls into. That is the best.
Yep.
What is the worst? Oh, I don't know. It's what me. Is it? You're right. I'm so, like... I got so many endorphins right now. I don't know if there was a worst. I'm going to say the worst is ending on Diabolico. Oh, you know, I think the worst is that we still don't know what Bumbleman Cumberbums is. What his name is.
That poor guy. I don't really know what's worst on this one. You know, I thought I had one, but maybe I didn't.
No, because I liked everything.
Yeah. Oh, the worst is the Zord footage, like the emerging from the ocean.
Yes.
That's the worst.
You're right. Okay, that is absolutely the worst.
They didn't need to show it rising from the floor. They could have just shown it like breaking the surface, and we would have gotten the point.
Yeah. Or just like start it when it's out of the water and there's water falling off and we'll put it together. You know
what's crazy, though, is that was in the like kill time and fluff out the, you know, the episode, but I don't feel like we missed anything for it. Like, no. The story is pretty complete.
It was real solid. That might be why. They're like, hey, we finished the episode. We still have, like, 25 more seconds.
Right.
Oh, show the whole train. And the MVP, I'm going to say, is Kelsey.
I'm giving the MVP to Dorsey.
Okay, for this for the meet cute, for making it happen?
For the little tippy taps at the beginning of the episode.
I'm still going to give it to Kelsey. Because, like, she had a plan. She called her shots. The plan worked. Like, everyone was on board.
Yeah.
Like,
Kelsey is the real MVP of the episode.
Like, right.
But Dorsey was like, if I run onto this highway, Nancy is going to meet her girlfriend.
She's going to be the love of her life.
So my real answer is Kelsey, but like, my heart says Dorsey.
Okay. And then we get to rank this episode. Josh, number one is where I am starting.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. It has everything. It has the Zords individually being just rescue vehicles.
Which is awesome.
So they get a lot of individual stuff before they go into the Megazord. And it's not like individual fighting stuff. It's individual saving people stuff.
Yeah, it's so good. I hope this never stops.
I love it. I love that these Power Rangers are not Power Rangers just to fight monsters. They are Power Rangers to, like...
Save people
and, like, help the city.
Yeah.
Like, the monsters are more of a catalyst than anything.
What I like about it is that they are treating the monsters as if they are a natural disaster.
Yeah, they seem almost unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean,
this could have just been a tornado came through town.
Yeah, and I'm glad it is the monster, like, because it was just a tornado, like, then you can't really solve that problem the same way, like,
right.
Which is what I love about Power Rangers, is, like, you make a thing a monster, and now, like, you have to solve the problem.
You can kill it.
And you can kill the problem, like, which is very good, but, like, they're treating it like... Like, before, Carter was a firefighter, so he would go fight fires, okay? Now, he is a monster fighter. He fights monsters. Like, it's the same level of, like, disaster, which I love. I absolutely love that. But yeah, number one, with a bullet, riding the edge. I don't know if this is going to be unseated for a while, unless I cry again next time. And that's going to do it for us for today. I love this episode so much.
It's really good.
Hey, guys, for real, go watch this episode. Like, it's really good.
The only thing it could have done better was the baddie fight.
Yeah, it was.
Because it was just like, now they fight the baddies.
Yeah. Also, who was it? Someone sent me a picture or sent us a picture on Twitter of the baddie rap, but did not say if it was from Fern Gully or not. So I'm just going to ask Shannon on Thursday when I record. So anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. Next time this is Friday. So on Monday, we're going to be watching A Matter of Light Speed. But until then,
may the power protect you.
So also Ron, no, let me try that again. Cause I forgot what I was saying.
Are you okay?